The Guardian.
The Taj Mahal may be more beautiful and the Great Wall of China more breathtaking, but it's being argued that a rather bleak post-industrial corner of the Welsh Valleys is more important. They're all World Heritage Sites. Blaenavon in South Wales is a recent addition to the list, and its advocates, who've just opened a new visitor centre there, say the former coal mining and iron ore site is where the Welsh built the world. Stephen Morris went along to investigate the claims.
If you were asked to imagine a UNESCO World Heritage Site, you may think of a beautiful building such as the Taj Mahal or an amazing structure like the Great Wall of China. But I'm in a chilly corner of South Wales, having a look around a brand new visitor centre devoted to a more down-to-earth place. This is the Blaenavon World Heritage Site, a place of disused coal mines, old ironworks and terraced houses that tumble out of the hillside.
My name is Emir Morgan. I'm the Education and Interpretation Manager.
So just talk me through some of what we see here.
Okay. So we have a simplified orientation map showing the extent and the boundaries of the Blaenavon World Heritage Site. If you like, you can imagine it as the hub of a wheel or even the head of the spider. And the head of the spider is the Blaenavon Ironworks. And its tentacles reaching out into the landscape, drawing in all the raw materials and resources necessary to make iron. And then once the iron is made here, the finished...
My name is Bob Wellington. I'm the leader of Torwen County Borough Council.
You're also a former miner yourself. So what does this place mean to you?
Well, this is an opportunity to tell the world the struggles that miners had in those days and how difficult it was to live and to form an existence. This building is very significant in that it has many ways, both pictorially and new modern IT methods, that people coming to this building, whether youngsters or indeed adults, can get a clear picture about what it was to work in those times.
What does the heritage status mean for the town and the wider area?
Enormous amount of benefit. In actual fact, we've used World Heritage status in order to revive the town of Blaenavon. And over the past 10 years, we've just produced a booklet, by the way, that points out that we will have spent about £40 million in Blaenavon. That's on a population of about 4,500 people.
And as a former miner, when you look around this landscape now, how do you feel? Do you wish the industry was still there?
Well, I don't think anybody would wish mining back, certainly not deep mining where people had to go underground. There are other ways of retrieving coal than doing that. When you look around this town now, the way it's been transformed, as a consequence of us having World Heritage status, is remarkable. I mean, there's no other town, I don't think so, certainly in this borough, and indeed in other boroughs in Wales, that have had the amount of money and has gone through the transformation that this town has gone through as a consequence, a direct consequence, of having World Heritage status.
Yes, it's Rodri Morgan, and I'm the First Minister of Wales. And I think having World Heritage Site status has made far more difference to Blaenavon than conferring the same status on would have on the pyramids or the Great Wall of China or the Taj Mahal or the Statue of Liberty, because they were already on the tourist trail. This was not on the tourist trail. So in a way, the Blaenavon story and the reason why it was so important that we fought to get it World Heritage status and why we succeeded is because it tells a completely different story. It's not about a sarcophagus. It's not about tombs. It's not about empire. It's not about the Mongol hordes being kept out of China by the Emperor of China building the Great Wall. It's simply about what ordinary people did for a living. And ordinary people who were doing extraordinary things in the technological sense, because they were at the forefront of the world as the world moved from cottage industry to mass production industry. And it didn't necessarily start in Blaenavon, although Blaenavon was in on it very, very early. But what's lucky about Blaenavon is so much of it is left. So you've got the Big Pit Museum, you've got the ironworks, so much of the ironworks left. This school here, Wales' first proper school from 1813, derelict building 9 years ago, now it's a centre to tell the story or to weave the story together then, so that if you don't quite understand how to put together the ironworks over on this side of the river and the Big Pit Museum on the other side of the river, well, you can come in here and it will be enormously helpful to get you to understand the importance of Blaenavon and the Industrial Revolution and what a contribution the Heads of the Valleys made to it.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's the Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.